Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM. If your pet has been scratching more than usual or dealing with occasional digestive upset, you may be tempted to just brush it off as normal pet behavior. But according to veterinarians, a lot of pet parents may be missing the signs of occasional stomach and skin sensitivities. Here to help us know what to look for and how nutrition can make a big difference, veterinarian Shauna Verichek. Shauna, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. What are the common signs that pet parents tend to overlook or dismiss as just normal behavior, which may not be normal?
So the most common thing I see in the vet clinic that pet parents think are normal but actually aren't are things like dry, itchy skin, occasional GI upset, and even mobility issues in their senior pets. These are all things that are very common but not normal, and I think can be helped a lot by things like being on the correct and well-balanced diet.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about nutrition. It plays a big role in supporting digestive skin and immune health in pets, doesn't it?
Yeah, it plays a big role in their health in general, and it's also probably the biggest thing that pet parents have control of. So there's so many good, well-balanced and high-quality foods out there nowadays, thankfully. And for things like dogs with itchy, sensitive skin or sensitive GI tracts, there's diets like Hill Sensitive Stomach and Skin, which really helps keep that skin barrier intact, which can help dogs be less itchy, and it can even make their coats look nice and shiny and full. And it also helps, it's really easy to digest, so it can help these pets that have a more sensitive GI tract.
You got to be careful, though, when transitioning to a new pet food, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, especially animals that already have a little bit of a sensitive GI tract. The general rule of thumb is slower is better. So transitioning dogs slowly over a 7-day period is our general recommendation. So basically by adding a little bit of the new food to the old diet on the first day and then adding bigger and bigger proportions of the new diet over that 7-day period. So by day 7, you're fully transitioned to that new diet. That way we're not shocking the GI system and we're allowing a nice smooth transition to their new food.
All right. Any resources that can help simplify pet wellness routines?
I always recommend people work closely with their vet. Their veterinarian knows their pet and their specific health situation the best, and they're an amazing resource that talks about these kind of things, you know, every day. And if you did want to know more general things about pet wellness and pet nutrition, you can head over to hillspet.com to learn more.
All right, we'll do that. Shauna, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM, that's veterinarian Shauna Verichek. Yeah, we love our pets. Got to make sure they stay healthy, and nutrition certainly plays a part.